who's screwing you.
Y'all ready to have some fun tonight? We got a whole bunch of people getting screwed. So pick your mind up out of the gutter and join the fun. Come on! You'll never know just who's screwing you. All you're gonna know is just what you gotta do. You gotta sing the song and have some fun. There's a bunch of senses that you'll get to screw someone. We got Skywish. We got Valkyrie Celeste. We got Blackjack AB. And you know what they're here to do? That's right, screw you!
Hello. Welcome to Who's Screwing You.
I was going for like a dark, scary vibe.
I'm here with Valkyrie Celeste. Ooh.
Hello.
Hey, and me too.
And I'm here with also Blackjack AV.
Yay.
Yeah. Oh, man.
No, I was just thinking, like, I pressed record and I was like, you know what? I start this show off the same time every week, and I'm sure people are, like, expecting it. So, just had to switch it up. Final five, everyone. Final five on Who's Screwing You. Basically, this is the show where contestants choose songs for other contestants, and they can screw each other over or they cannot. And this week might have been a screw fest.
Oh yeah!
This week's like Sarah Brightman Palooza.
This is like Sarah Brightman and some other stuff.
Did Dylan get Sarah Brightman?
He did.
Aw.
Yep. There's lots of Sarah Brightmans in the house. There are three people singing.
So now the people are all like pissed. They don't even care anymore.
You will see what happens.
I'm gonna screw
it's like
you.
All at war. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's going pretty crazy. You will see the what some people did this week is very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's get right into it. First up.
Okay.
Yeah, first up tonight. Submitting first was Rochellular. And she's going to start us off with the very first Sarah Brightman song of the evening. Well, really. Really,
she's like a Sarah Brightman round for like season two. Everybody's a Sarah Brightman.
You must screw with Sarah Brightman.
Nah.
Oh my gosh. Really, all the Sarah Brightman songs are really Phantom of the Opera songs. So it's really like Phantom of the Opera night. And Rochellular is singing the title song from that musical, The Phantom of the Opera. From the Phantom of the Opera.
I know that song.
Oh my gosh.
She gets to be a man and a woman.
Let's see how she pulls off that manly man voice.
There you go.
Let's listen. Sleep he sang to me, in dreams he came. That voice which calls to me and speaks my name. And do I dream again? For now I find the Phantom of the Opera is there inside my mind. Sing once again with me our strange duet. My power over you grows stronger yet. Though you turn from me to glance behind, the Phantom of the Opera is there inside your mind. to have seen your face, draw back in fear. I am the mask you wear, it's me they hear. My spirit and my voice in a word combined. Inside my mind, he's there, the phantom of the opera. Sing, my angel. Was Rochellular singing very high. The Phantom of the Opera. The Phantom of the Opera. Yay, Rochelle. Okay, I will start us off, I guess.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. All right, I loved your start on this. I really enjoyed your voice on the verses. I pretty much have the same note I normally have for you with, like, higher notes, where, like, you kind of have, like, this whole I lack confidence thing going on.
I know, it pisses like, me off.
Yeah, we're like, you sing it, and then, like, the sound gets muffled, and, like, it's not as whole as it should be, because, like, you keep it behind in your head or something. And, like...
Yeah, like, it's like you're afraid to open up, yeah, and it sounds like, so pretty, but you don't open up because you're, like, afraid, so it's, like, comes out shaky.
Yeah, and like it yeah. changes the mm-hmm. vowel up of the notes, like yeah. like instead of saying like the phantom is like or something, like I don't know like, I can't like explain exactly what you're doing because I'm not technical like that, but I know you can do it. I know it mm-hmm. because you were hitting higher notes at the end than some of the trickier notes you had at the beginning.
Yeah.
And, like, even though the end notes were wavery, you were hitting them. And so, like, I really want you to have more confidence. But, yeah, I enjoyed your voice on this song. And that's basically all I had. Just, like, the, like, confidence woman.
Smack.
Oh, my God, Rochelle, you have nothing to be afraid of. Let me tell you right now. You go out there, you take those notes, you be confident. Because your voice is so, I love it so much. I'm so glad you got kicked off FameQuest Broadway, Rochelle. So happy. I don't know what round it was, but thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad I did not have to compete against you on
I was
this
just like,
song.
Thank you for that gift.
Wow. Wow. I loved this whole thing. I really, really, really liked this. And then the ending part, I was just like, blew my mind. Good job. Good job, Rochelle. I liked it a lot.
Very nice. Valky?
I have, like, minor nitpicks with this. Like, I wish you had kind of, like, differentiated the voices. Like, I thought your Christine I thought your Christine parts were, like, really good and, like, the emotion was nice and stuff. But then, like, the Phantom, I kind of wish you had, like, more, like, desperate kind of, like, obsessive.
You wanted her to do the... Like the deep guy voice or something.
Yeah, I wanted a moment she would do the
Phantom. Like, I wouldn't say,
I
like...
I like that she didn't change it. Like,
yeah,
I didn't really know.
I wouldn't say, like, go completely, like, parody on this song
yeah,
and make yourself
look... Yeah, not parody. It would have been funny. No, but, I meant, like, yeah, like, more kind of, like, a differentiation, like...
Yeah.
with them, either with like emotion or something. Like, I wish he would just sound a little like more desperate and like raw. And I kind of wish you would have harmonized with yourself on the part where they sing together.
She like turned it into a solo performance.
Yeah, it was like a solo performance.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, really, though. Yeah, it was just like a nitpick. And like, yeah, more confidence in the like higher stuff at the end, because you were all shaky and like cutting off the notes and stuff.
And you could hit the, like, with confidence. I know, like, you wouldn't waver and you wouldn't like. Oh, it would be so good. Rochelle, just sing like, high and sing out.
She should like, sing that, that song from Sound of Music. Despite of what you see, I have confidence in me.
Oh.
I love that song.
Then it'll help, like, whenever she's feeling down, she'll sing that song. Yes. It'll make her more confident of herself.
That is a great song to sing.
I love that song. Okay. I love this song.
Me too. Okay, I can tell you, Rochelle, who gave you this, because it is actually the person that dropped this week. It was Soyala.
Winner of Fame Quest Broadway.
Yeah, Soyala had to drop, unfortunately. Real life, like, got in the way and stuff. So, not that this isn't real life, but...
Did she send you an email before she dropped?
Yeah, she did.
Okay, good. Then I want you... letter. That's cool.
She's a polite dropper.
She just dropped finales.
Mm-hmm. She's still in some shows though.
Yeah.
Like, what if she drops those? What if she drops Wonderful World of Disney?
She didn't.
Did I make it to the? She didn't.
Oh, no, she wrote in her email. She wasn't gonna drop like, this. Damn it.
There goes my vibe finale opportunity. God.
I think you stand a very good chance, Blackjack. Don't even. Okay. Next up on our list tonight, coming in with our second Phantom of the Opera song, is Dylan Collins. And Dylan is going to be singing Wishing You Were Somehow Here Again.
Like that song.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's listen.
I'm going to sing Phantom, even though I hate the musical. And I'm going to sing Sarah Brightman, even though I hated singing her already on Who's Screwing You. Way to be original, Rochelle. Your shows are copies of mine. Your screws are copies of Nani's. I would just like you to have an original idea in your head for once, instead of filling it with thoughts of a naked Mama Sheba. Speaking of phantoms, if I get you this week, Rochelle, you can consider yourself a phantom because you're dead. Now enjoy the ear porn.
You were once my one companion. You were all that mattered. You were once a friend and father. Then my world was shattered. Wishing you were somehow here again. Wishing you were somehow near. Sometimes it seemed if I just dreamed, somehow you would be here. Wishing I could hear your voice again, knowing that I never would. Dreaming of you helped me to do all that you dreamed I could. Passing bells and sculpted angels, cold and monumental. Mental seem for you the wrong companion. You were warm and gentle. Too many years fighting back tears. Why can't the past just die? Wishing you were somehow here again. Knowing we must say goodbye. Try to forgive, teach me to live. Give me the strength to try. No more memories, no more silent tears. No more gazing across the wasted years. Help me say goodbye.
And that was Dylan singing Wishing You Were Somehow Here Again from Phantom. I know he hates Phantom of the Opera. Like, he hates Sarah Brightman, and then he hates Phantom of the Opera, too. Yeah.
Why does he hate Phantom of the Opera? He also hates... He also hates Sound of Music.
I
know. Yeah. I've never seen the Phantom musical, though. I've seen, like, a movie adaptation that wasn't a musical, but the story's good, I think.
I want to know why he hates Phantom, though. I know he hates Sound of Music because he had to do that German kid or something, and it brings back that memory. Well, I think if he liked Phantom after being on Who's Screwing You, he'd probably hate it.
I think he just doesn't like Andrew Lloyd Webber so much.
Andrew Lloyd Webber's like blah. I don't blame him if he doesn't like Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I think
like,
that's more of the reason. And yeah. Like, I also think like there's kind of like this thing when like, you know, Phantom of the Opera is like probably the biggest musical, you know, that there's ever been for that, and so it's just like maybe it shouldn't have been, you know what I mean, but who knows.
Phantom of the Opera it's so big that when you get into like the five people remaining on Who's Screwing You, we get three freaking Phantom songs.
Exactly.
That's how
exactly look at how it just steeps its way into popular culture and onto VH and anyway. I went last time. I guess I'll throw it to Valk.
Yeah, Valk should go.
This is like I don't really like this song that much. I think you did a good job with it though. Like, I really liked the emotion you had in it. It was like really endearing. I can't think of what type of emotion it was, but it was just like really endearing and engaging to me. Mm-hmm. I don't really like have any complaints really. I think you did a good job with this. The timing sometimes was a little off. Like, you came in late a few times. And, like, I kind of wish you would have had, like, a straighter tone with less vibrato throughout, which, like, you could fix that with, like, better breath support, I think, and, mm-hmm. like, the higher notes you needed to support a little better, but, like, overall, I think this was a really good job you did with, like, another Sarah Brightman
song.
Yeah,
another... I think this was way better than his first one, even. Like, I think he's getting better at Sarah Brightman.
Yeah. He's handling the
Brightman. Give him more Sarah Brightman.
I don't think this is... I think Sarah Brightman is no longer a screw for Dylan. he can do opera now. Blackjack, what'd you think?
My turn?
Oh, I could go if you want.
I didn't get a chance to listen to any of the originals this week. I liked how Dylan hit Rochelle back in the beginning. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
I really, really wish more people would do that. Like, Sasia and mm-hmm. Dylan... just completely do it every week, and I love it. I wish
they get brownie points from me. I don't even care if it's biased. Okay, so I didn't like this. I don't think as much as you guys. But I've never heard the original. That's why I can imagine Sarah Brightman being really hard. Since I've never heard the original song, like listening, I could kind of picture like the Phantom doing this song instead. But because he kind of had that tone going on, but then there was like. Some notes when I was just like a little iffy on, I don't know. I didn't really write any notes because yeah, I don't know. You go, Sky, and then I'll come back in maybe later.
Ooh, maybe later.
Big man.
Okay, like I thought this was so much more confident than your last Sarah Brightman song, and like I really appreciated your emotion, and I think Blackjack, you're right. The emotion was like he was the Phantom, because originally I was thinking like, oh, dude, this would be like if some like, I don't know, 80s rock guy was singing this song. But no, like it's like
I pictured like this guy was like singing like this creeper guy singing outside of like his ex girlfriend's window.
In the face.
Like the anguish cry, like his hand in the air.
Yeah, like it was confident anguish.
Yeah.
I was really, really, really happy that you took a lighter approach to the higher parts at the end, because I think that helped you a lot. You didn't struggle with the notes as much as you did the last time, though. I mean, I still want you to open more. Like the same thing I said to Rochelle, just open up. Though, like your confidence was improved vastly. Like. It just was. I liked it. I don't know.
Oh, yay.
I don't have much more to say. I'm just gonna use it.
Do you have another Phantom next?
Up next, we do have another Phantom next.
Oh.
I know.
Is it?
But hold on. I have to say, I think this week is the first week where I can reveal everyone.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So the person who gave this song to Dylan was Rochelle Yeller.
I knew it. From
yeah.
Something told me it was Rochelle.
It was like a phantom off, kind of. Except Dylan didn't give a phantom song.
Dylan has more class than that.
So yeah, something very interesting happened when I was receiving emails this week. I got, besides getting a whole bunch of phantom songs, not only did I get one request for someone to sing Wishing You Were Somehow Here Again, I got two.
Oh.
So up next, singing Wishing You Were Somehow Here Again, is Autumn.
Oh. Woo! I wish I would have heard the original song. Okay, let's go.
Okay.